Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf from Sochim Daf from Gimel. It's always nice when the Daf is talking about something that has to do with the Parsha. And the Gemara here in Amud Beis, towards the middle of the page, brings the Drosha of Tudus Yishroimi, who said, Maro Chananya Mishol V'Azaryo. Why Chananya Mishol V'Azaryo? Shemosru Atzwa Kedush Hashem. They jumped into the fire. So the Gemara says, Nosu Kavochayim B'Atzwa. They did Kavochayim from the frogs, from the Tzfardeim, in this week's Parsha, Parshas V'Eiro. The Tzfardeim, they don't have a Tzivu Kedushas Hashem. They went into the ovens and they burned themselves. So, Chananya Mishol V'Azaryo, that they have a Tzivu Kedushas Hashem, so of course they need to jump into the oven and to kill themselves. So already the Mefarshim were bothered by several things, the comparison between the frogs and Chananya Mishol V'Azaryo. One question that both the Ben Yoyada and the Chasam Sofer ask over here is, what is the raya? What's the proof from the tzfardeim, from the frogs? The frogs, they don't have free will. They're animals. So they were ordered to go into the oven, they go into the oven. But human beings have free will, they have bchira. So how can you be a kal v'chomer? How can you bring a comparison from the frogs to Chananya Mishol V'Azaryo? The Ben Yoyada wants to answer that the raya wasn't that they have to kill themselves, but that there will be a miracle to save them from Kivshan Eish. That's what they learn. If the frogs were saved, so also they will be saved. So first you have to understand who said the frogs were saved. That's what Ben Yoyada learns. But the other question is, that's not the mashmos of the Gemara. The Gemara says that the kal v'chomer is the fact that they have to be moiser nefesh, have to kill themselves, not the fact that they'll be saved. And even more so, if they know they're going to be saved, so what's the big gdula, what's the big greatness of jumping into the fire if you know that Hashem will save you? The simple understanding of Chananya Mishol V'Azaryo is the fact that they're willing to kill themselves because they didn't know they're going to be saved. So this is a little hard to say this answer. But maybe one could suggest a different answer. And it seems that that's what the Maharsha is alluding to this pshat over here. The Tzfardeim, they don't have free will, it's true. But they do have their normal, natural tendencies. What is the tendency of a tzfardeya? Not to jump into the fire. The way the Maharsha says is, it's not only that the tzfardeya doesn't jump into the fire, but the tzfardeya, the frog, where does he belong? He belongs in the water. He belongs in a place which is the opposite of the fire. The mayim or hefech esh. So he belongs into a place which is the exact opposite of the fire. He need to go and fight his tendency, so to speak. That's why they need to go against his nature to go into the fire. That's what Chananya Mishol V'Azaryo, that's what they said to themselves. If the Tzfardeya went against his nature, and he doesn't have free will, he has its normal tendency, that's what he goes with. A human being who has free will, has Bchira Chofshi, as the Rambam points out, the human being has the free will to do whatever he wants, and even if he has some tendency, it's not, doesn't force him to do anything. So Kol Sheken, that they have to jump into the fire, they have to use their free will to jump into the fire. This also may be the Pshat and Rashi, because Rashi tells us that what was the question of Chananya Mishol V'Azaryo, why did they jump into the fire? Because it says, V'chai ben, v'lo yishomos ben. You need to live and not to die. So Toys asks, yeah, but here, it was like Kiddush Hashem. They don't have the concept of V'chai ben, v'lo yishomos ben. And it's even more question on Rashi. If there is V'chai ben, so what's the kal v'chomer from a frog? But according to this, the Pshat is not that Rashi is saying, the Pasuk says, they have to live and not to die. But the pshat is that v'chai behem is the normal tendency of a human being. Rashi says a person, he thrives, he yearns to be in a level of v'chai behem. He wants to live. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the tools to achieve what was our natural tendency to be. We want to live, and that's what the Torah gives us. So that's what Chananya Mishol V'Azaryo is saying. They're saying if the tzfardeim went against their natural tendency, Kol Sheken, the human being, should go against his natural tendency and jump into Kivshan Eish. And as many of the Mefarshim add over here, Chananya Mishol V'Azaryo had many excuses to get out of this. As Tois points out, they had maybe a reason why it wasn't Kiddush Hashem, it wasn't real Eved Zara. There was many reasons why they could have excused themselves to get out of this situation. But they fought all the excuses and they fought their natural tendency and learned in Tzfardeim Kal V'Chomer to jump into the fire and to die al Kiddush Hashem. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shalai email list or WhatsApp group, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.